This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, I don't even know what to say about this one. You know, people put things into their vagina, whether it's a tampon, whether it's douche. Would you ever put a subwoofer in there? Well, apparently, researchers got a Nobel Peace Prize for a musical tampon. It's not the actual Nobel Peace Prize. It's one of these egg Nobel Peace Prizes. Have you guys heard about these? Okay, well, there are these Nobel Peace Prizes that are awarded, and this was awarded at a Harvard University celebration, I guess. I mean, this is some big stuff. Now, I guess these egg Nobel Peace Prizes are awarded as a parody to the Nobel Peace Prize, recognizing achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think. And one of the winners went to Marisa Lopez Tejon, Alex Garcia Faura, Alberto Prats Galino, and Luis Payares Aniorte from the Institut Marques in Spain, because they devised a vaginal musical tampon. Why? Well, because I guess they showed that a human fetus responds more strongly to music that is played electromechanically inside the mother's vagina than to music that is played electromechanically on the mom's belly. And they say the research proves that unborn babies could hear and respond to music at just 16 weeks old, which was 10 weeks earlier than previously thought. They thought that, you know, the babies wouldn't really hear or understand, you know, the music or sounds, so they're about 26 weeks. Now, a 2015 study provided incredible 3D images that show the fetuses opening their mouths and sticking out their tongues. I'm going to be putting this on my website so you guys will be able to see this, and on my Facebook, in response to the music. It's the song, dun, 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 that one. Okay, so it's classical music. I forget the name. And so, and you see the baby open the mouth and move to it. No twerking. And according to the Instituto Marques, the fetuses responded to the music by moving their mouths and their tongues as if they wanted to speak or sing. Yeah, shut the crap off. You see, to me, when I saw the baby's mouth gyrations, I was thinking distress. Okay, I wasn't thinking that this baby liked this at all. But anyway, they say previous research has concluded that the auditory system does not start working until the 26th week of pregnancy. So the study shows that a fetus only hears music like we do, but if it is emitted through the vagina. If we play the music externally next to the abdomen, the fetus does not perceive it in the same way. So let's say you want your kid liking classical music. So you've been playing Mozart and Beethoven and all that right next to your wife's belly or your belly if you're pregnant. They may not really get it. The sounds could be disturbed and maybe like, you know, it may not, you know, because again, there's amniotic fluid, there's layers of muscle and fat and a big outy belly button, you know, so maybe it would work. But you stick that sucker in the vagina, that baby now has less layers for that sound for it to transmit, okay? Unless, of course, it's a vagina that's really scarred up from a variety of activities prior to the pregnancy, which could happen. Okay, I'm not saying, you know, me personally, but Lord, you know, I think my uterus, I mean, I don't see how any sound, let alone sperm, was able to transmit up that sucker. But anyway, The music was transmitted using a baby pod, musical tampon, a speaker specifically designed to emit music via the vagina. Baby pods retail for about $170, and expectant mothers are advised to use them for only around 20 minutes a day to expose their babies to music in the womb. And what musical masterpiece, I guess, did researchers use? Was it Macarena or Julio Iglesias? Oh, this one, oh, that was Bach's Partita in A minor for solo flute. So anyway, the Ig Nobel Peace Prize was awarded also to a team of scientists who discovered that playing the didgeridoo can stop people from snoring. You know, I like this kind of stuff. There was also something about cats. Hold on a second here. Okay, apparently there was another research that found that cats can adapt to the shape of the container they sit in. So, like in a vase, very similarly to what fluids like water do. And this physicist, Marc-Antoine Fardin, used the principles of rheology, which is a branch of physics that deals with the deformation of matter, to calculate cats' relaxation time, or the time it takes for them to take up space of a vase or bathroom sink. And they say cats could either be liquid or solid, depending on the circumstances. Fardin reported in the Rheology Bulletin that a cat in a small box will behave like fluid, filling up all the space, but a cat in a bathtub full of water will try to minimize its contact with it and behave like a solid. You know, that's so true. You know, I was sleeping last night, and we had the dog, and one of the cats went to sleep there, and there was a little baby crevice that I don't see how any solid mass could comfortably make that work, but the cat can make it work. Very cool. What else did they find here? Hold on a second. Let me see here. They said the Peter principle and the Dunning-Kruger effect were discussed, seeking to explain why incompetent people rise to the top. And I guess that I'm not sure what they came up with that one. Let me see. Coffee drinkers, I guess, can't have trouble sleeping. There was a research that showed that regularly playing the didgeridoo, is that my pronounce that right? It's an Australian Aboriginal wind instrument, reduced sleep apnea. So it cut back on snoring, broken sleep, exhaustion. Yeah, I'm just not really, I'm not excited by any of these. Especially the subwoofer in the vagina. I'll pass on that one. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2000. 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's get to the news. Jose is forecast to become a hurricane again. Remember Jose, Hurricane Jose was following Irma? And it decided to, looks like, make a little turn north. And as it was going west-northwest, and Irma had caused such devastation to southern Florida and was scaring the hell out of the south that we were concentrating on that. Well, we're being told now, and this is being reported by NPR, and this has been updated as of 12 minutes ago. Now, I'm sure some of you guys listen to the show at different times, but as of now, they say Tropical Storm Jose is now being monitored, and the storm winds may hit land Sunday or Monday, and it's expected to become a hurricane today. It had maximum sustained winds of about 70 miles per hour. It was located about 360 miles northeast of the southeastern Bahama Islands, moving west-northwest at about 9 miles per hour. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is expected to turn northward on Friday or Saturday. Now, currently, we have no coastal watches or warnings in effect, but the storm is expected to bring high surf, life-threatening rip currents along portions of the East Coast, as high up as New Hampshire. They say tropical storm force winds are extending up to 140 miles from Jose Center. They say although the center of Jose is currently forecast to pass well east of the North Carolina coast early next week, tropical storm force winds are expected to extend well west of the center, could approach North Carolina Outer Banks on Monday. So, tropical storm Norma is predicted to become a hurricane over the weekend before making landfall north of Cabo San Lucas. We'll keep you guys posted, but, this is definitely a very active hurricane season, a very, very scary and deadly one. They say there's a tropical depression 14 is also forecast to develop into a tropical storm. That's currently right now 1200 miles east of the Windward Islands along the Caribbean. Forecasters say that it has a 90% chance of developing into a tropical depression over the next 5 days. So water's warm. This is prime hurricane season. Hurricane season can be anywhere from January 1 to November 30th. Long length of time, but August, September, the most deadliest of the months. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also very deadly, this London Underground explosion. A homemade bomb sent smoke and flames through a London subway early this morning, injuring at least 22 rush hour commuters and sending people scrambling for safety. Police calling it a terrorist incident, but no immediate claim of responsibility. Thus far, authorities gave no details on possible suspects. I thought that they might have had a lead on one. But the incident has been labeled a terrorist strike, and security measures have been tightened across London's vast transit network. Haven't they had about like 15 different attacks since the year began? It's been some scary stuff for them. Prime Minister Theresa May said this was a device intended to cause significant harm. It did remain unclear whether the explosive detonated prematurely or malfunctioned in some way. British Broadcasting Corp recorded that the device had a timer, suggesting that some degree of bomb-making knowledge was used in creating it. It was also not certain if the suspected bomber was among those hurt or on the run. But a manhunt may be mobilized. London police have been appealing for cell phone images from the scene. As we remember, London has dealt with a lot of issues. June 19th, a van rammed into a group of Muslim worshippers after praying along Seven Sisters Road in Finsbury Park. The attacker was arrested by police after he was wrestled to the ground by people at the scene. 10 victims injured. One elderly man who was already kind of frail died afterwards. On June 3rd, a van hit pedestrians along London Bridge. Three attackers emerged from the van, then stabbed victims at the Borough Market area. All three attackers shot dead by police. 8 victims died, 48 injured. March 22nd, going back more, a vehicle hit pedestrians along Westminster Bridge. The attacker crashed near Parliament, fled the vehicle, fatally stabbed the police officer before he was shot by another officer. More than 35 victims injured and 4 died. And then now we're dealing with this explosion at the Parsons Green Station in District Line from a makeshift bomb. Thus far, we are hearing 18 people suffered injuries. Luckily, nothing life-threatening yet. The head of London Area's Police Counterterrorism Unit, Mark Rowley, confirmed that the blast was from an improvised explosive device, and it looked like a white bucket inside a shoulder bag that was on fire, but the bucket did not seem to be burned. Now we're being told 22 people have been injured, suffered from flash burns, and none life-threatening. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. This is something that I don't know how we get a grip on. In the olden days, the enemy was on one side, you're on the other side, All right, you fight from one side versus the other side, and yeah, there were ambushes, and you know, there were, you know, other sorts of very, you know, tricky Trojan horsing type of warfare. But this is where you have single people that don't care if they lose their lives, don't give a damn, obviously, about innocent people's lives. And it's not army against army. It's, you know, who can kill as many civilians, innocent civilians, and become a martyr. And when you have that sort of thinking and that sort of approach to a war, and again, I'm not saying this is Al-Qaeda or this is ISIS, or I'm not, you know, saying that, but whatever terrorist group has decided to, proceed in this fashion with their war, with their, you know, attacks, you know, they have a better chance of success. You know, now, I was just in London. I was in London in late June and early July, and excellent police presence. I felt very safe. There was some concern that many of the officers were not armed. I didn't get too closely to them, but trust me, I wouldn't want to mess with them. I mean, they look tough. Okay, you don't want to mess with the London police, by no means. I felt safe on the bridge. They had a separate area for you to walk. You know, cars were able to drive. There were these barriers that it looks like it would have prevented a car from hitting the barrier and going to you. These barriers are like steel. I mean, it's, you know, with the exception of things flying off the car when they hit you, it seemed to me that walking across Westminster Bridge, if they had those barriers there, I have to remember, very difficult for a car to then hit you. And so, you know, they did a great job of making sure that pedestrians could be safe. Of course, they didn't want stasis. All right. You know, there was a big concern about crowds sitting and standing around, et cetera. And there seemed to be this kind of urgency to move along, keep walking, keep moving. And they seemed to really have their poop together. You know, I told you guys, you know, these airports in Europe, wow. I mean, the TSA, there was no line. Okay. There was no wait when you were at the airport going through security. It was you get your bin in this assembly line fashion, not where like now in America you have to wait, you grab a bin that's stacked to the side. These were automatic bin shooters that basically, you know, rolled out your bin, you grab your bin, throw your stuff, put it on the thing, go grab another bin, put your stuff. I mean, it was very smooth, very quick. And just to me with Europe, there just seems to be this anti-stasis type of mentality, which I think is, you know, safer. Unfortunately, when you're stuck on a subway car, yeah, there's stasis. You're staying put. There's crowds, etc. So, you know, how do you fight something like this? You know, well, you can beef up security. You know, always be on the lookout. You have people there just, you know, whenever, especially there's crowds. You know, usually these terrorists, they don't want to hit, you know, a single jogger running down the street. They want some drama. They want some, you know, media attention. You know, they want it big. So, you know, not that you want to rule out the simple areas that people go jogging, but, you know, you concentrate on these big areas. You have, I know some people might not like this, but, you know, sharpshooters and, you know, people that can, you know, very precisely take somebody out if they start to go after somebody, you know? I don't know. I'm obviously no military strategist, but this is something that I hate to see, you know, any of our great countries have to suffer with. And we got some idiots out there that want us dead. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
You want want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so apparently Italian health officials have banned residents across half of Rome from donating blood because of an outbreak of the painful mosquito-borne illness chikungunya. At least 17 people in southeastern Rome have been diagnosed with the virus since the end of August, and the local health authority decided to suspend blood donations in the affected areas to prevent accidental transmission. This ban now covers about 1.2 million residents. Anyone who has visited the capital since August 25th should not give blood for 28 days. Now, what is chikungunya? Well, it can cause high fever, joint muscular pain, severe headaches, nausea, rash, and these symptoms will surface within 3 to 7 days after a bite from an infected mosquito and typically dissipate within a week. The virus is not supposed to be deadly. We don't have a vaccine, but we don't really like to, you know, give somebody chikungunya tainted blood. The mosquito that transmits it, the tiger mosquito, first appeared in the country in the 1990s. Now it's pretty commonplace. There had been an outbreak of the virus in the city of Ravenna back in 07. But typically we see this in the tropical areas. I believe it's one of the viruses that we've been watching very closely when Zika was being transmitted. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I live in Las Vegas, and the state of Nevada is now preparing a public information campaign to address the use of marijuana by pregnant women now that marijuana is legal in my beautiful state. I love my state of Nevada. It really is beautiful. All right, so Las Vegas Review Journal reports public service TV and radio advertisements are going to be airing in December in response to research that shows more pregnant women are using pot. A federal study last year found that marijuana use by pregnant women in the U.S. increased from 2.4% back in 2002 to 3.9% in 2014. Now, remember, 2014, if there was one state that had it legalized, I don't think so. I think Washington legalized it maybe right after that. So imagine how this might now, you know, exponentially increase. In 2015, before Nevada legalized marijuana for adult use, self-reported data from women indicated that 5.5% used the drug during pregnancy. 5.5%. Now, that's women admitting it. Okay? Is the average woman going to admit that she, you know, used? No. So these are women that had no problem admitting it. That's, to me, very concerning. So, you know, do we know what marijuana does on the fetus? Again, we don't have enough studies. You know, that's one of the problems with it being illegal is you don't have enough studies. However, if I had to guess, I don't think it's pretty good for the baby. And again, I don't want to, you know, be very controversial here, but I don't think a fetus wants pot. That's just me. I think they would prefer vitamins. I think they would prefer a lot of fluid, right, you know, in the form of water and not soda pop. That's my guess. Dr. John DeBiro, Nevada's chief health officer, which I need to get on the show, said more recent reports from hospitals suggest more expectant mothers are using marijuana. Why? Well, have you guys ever been pregnant? It sucks. It really sucks. Can't sleep. Okay? It's uncomfortable. You're bloated. You're very constipated. You toot a lot. You get acne. You itch. I itched. My stomach and my feet were itching. The baby's kicking you. Right? Everybody's like, oh, you're almost there. When's the delivery date? And you're like, I don't want to go into labor. How is that a happy place? Right? You're always being reminded that you're going to be having your vagina tear. Right? Or you're going to get an episiotomy where they're going to cut you to get the baby out. Vaginally, or you'll need a C-section. And it's a really difficult time. I don't think I would ever want to be pregnant again. You know, I loved having the baby with me. I loved feeling the baby kick. Did I really bond with the baby? Nah. I mean, I talked to them, you know, when they were there. Did it help? No. They don't listen. They don't really like the music I like. They don't, you know, all that stuff they said, you know, just like with this, you know, musical tampon they're talking about. You know, I would talk to the baby. I would sing songs. Do they like my singing? Do my kids like my singing? They hate it. I sang all the time when I was pregnant. They can't stand it. Okay? You know, one eats sushi because I was craving sushi with one. The other one, I was craving carbs, and he likes carbs. So there may be something to the cravings. Okay? I really think that's there's something true with that. But no, it's not. You know, so maybe people are going to marijuana because they can relax. They feel better. Maybe it helps with the fear. and the anxiety of it. So, but good for Nevada on that one. All right. In a recent article, they have been discussing what diet soda does to your lungs, brain, kidneys, heart, teeth, and mood when you drink diet soda. Now, we're talking diet soda with artificial sweeteners. We're not talking about the sugary high fructose corn syrup soda pop. And they're saying that even diet drinks put you at risk for weight gain, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and other serious consequences. All right? Zero-calorie beverages does not make a healthy drink. And the, you know, human body may not like the idea of getting fooled. And that is, I think, the moral of what we're dealing with when we're dealing with these, you know, zero-calorie beverages or these diet beverages. They say research, including studies from Switzers and colleagues, show that frequent consumption of high-intensity sweeteners may have the opposite effect by confusing the body's natural ability to manage calories based on tasting something sweet. So if you're eating real sugar, your body's like, we've got to step it up. We've got to maybe step up metabolism. We need to burn the sucker off. We need to blow off extra carbon dioxide. You know, there's a whole variety of things your body does. But with the artificial sweetener, it doesn't know what the hell to do. It was never designed for that. So one of you had asked, you know, back to, you know, I talk about caveman days. They go, well, how does the body know how to deal with sugar? All right, you know, we didn't really know what to do with sugar cane back then. You're forgetting fruit has sugar, and we used to eat fruit. So, yeah, our body knows how to handle carbohydrates and sugars. And milk, lactose is a type of sugar, carbohydrate. So our bodies do know how to deal with and break down natural sugars. We're not supposed to be eating a lot. Remember, grapes back then were very sour. They were very small, little bitty things. Now we have grapes. I mean, I posted a picture on Facebook. I was so scared. 3 grapes filled up my whole palm. They were that long. They were about 1 to 1.5 inches big. These were the scariest looking grapes. So with artificial sweeteners, researchers' data gathered from approximately 3,000 adults, separated them into 2 categories. In people older than 45 years old, they looked at stroke risk, and for people older than 60, they focused on dementia. Their results showed that drinking diet soda tripled your risk of stroke or dementia. All right? So, what does that mean? Well, it means, look, drink water, okay? You know, maybe drink coffee. With depression, they say drinking 4+ cans a day of diet soda gives you a 30% higher risk of depression, yet 4 cups of coffee a day lowers your risk of depression by 10%. Long-term diet soda drinking cuts your kidney function by 30%. Diet or daily diet soda drinking, you add a 67% higher risk of type 2 diabetes, a 36% higher risk of metabolic syndrome. Why? Because artificial sweeteners trigger your insulin, sending your body into fat storage mode. Cardiovascular disease is found to increase risk of heart attack and stroke, and tooth erosion. This is from Dr. Axe. So, thank you, Dr. Axe. Yeah, that's, you know, Axe the diet soda, people. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Selena Gomez underwent a kidney transplant, and her best friend donated her a kidney. Why? Because she has lupus, and she was in renal failure, waiting for a transplant, and when her best friend stepped in. Selena Gomez is only 25 years old. She revealed to us that she was diagnosed with lupus in 2015. She had gone through chemotherapy and a variety of other therapies, but the singer and former Disney Child star just could not, fight this autoimmune condition, which we'll talk about. And her best friend, 29-year-old actress Francia Reza, donated her kidney. Apparently, this happened in June at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, which, again, I was born in L.A. It was called Cedars 11 at the time. And on Instagram, Gomez posted the following, and I put this on my website if you want to look at it. She goes, "I'm very aware some of my fans had noticed I was laying low for part of the summer and was questioning why I wasn't promoting my new music, which I'm extremely proud of. So I found out that I needed to get a kidney transplant due to my lupus and was recovering. It was what I needed to do for my overall health. I honestly look forward to sharing with you soon my journey through these past several months as I've always wanted to do with you. Until then, I want to publicly thank my mom, thank my family, and a credible team of doctors for everything they have done for me prior to and post-surgery. Finally, there aren't words to describe how I could possibly thank my beautiful friend Francia Reza, who gave me the ultimate gift and sacrifice by donating her kidney to me. I am incredibly blessed. I love you so much, sis." So what is lupus and why, I mean, such a young person, 25 years old, needing a kidney? Nick Cannon apparently has had lupus, kidney issues. Toni Braxton, Seal, a lot more common in African Americans. And we even believe Michael Jackson might have had lupus. You know, when they were talking about the mask, the face mask, and I saw this, you know, in the 90s and stuff, I'm like, you know, I bet he's immunosuppressed. I bet the reason why he's wearing the face mask is because he's on some medications suppressing his immune system. He has some medical condition. And they were talking about him lightening the skin to try to look white. He wasn't lightening his skin trying to look white. He had vitiligo, which was a condition where he was losing the pigment of his skin. So he was trying to cosmetically, you know, smooth it out. And that's why he always wore very, very heavy makeup. It wouldn't surprise me if he had lupus as well. So lupus, known as systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE, it's an autoimmune disorder where the body will produce antibodies that will mistakenly fight itself. Remember, your immune system is designed to find foreign invaders, foreign bodies, attack it, wall it off, etc., whether it's bacteria, viruses, toxins, whatever. But in lupus, the body mistakenly believes that your heart or your skin or your brain or your kidneys or certain tissue, you know, aspects of these organs is foreign and attacks it. Now, according to the Lupus Foundation of America, 1.5 million Americans have been officially diagnosed with lupus, but that kind of applies to me. That you got a lot of people with maybe mild or no symptoms that have no idea that they have it. So, symptoms of lupus could be weakness, fatigue, joint pain, rash. And then once this disease progresses, you could have a variety of issues like anemia. You lose your blood clotting factors. You could have heart problems, lose your vision, cognitive deficits, seizures, stroke, organ failure, and, of course, premature death. So somebody with systemic lupus erythematosus or SLE or lupus could have mouth and nose ulcers, lung issues like pulmonary emboli and pleuritis and pneumonitis, kidney issues, skin issues, heart, you know, blood issues, muscle and joints. And unfortunately, many people do, you know, start to lose their kidney function. What causes it? We have no idea. But something triggers that immune system. It could be medication. It could be genetics. It could be trauma. It could be stress. It could be UV light. It could be infection. We don't know. So how is lupus treated? So basically, since the immune system is a culprit, we need to get medications that calm it down. We need to interfere with the immune system to provide relief. Can't cure somebody from it. So we use steroid medications, immunosuppressives, monoclonal antibodies. We found success with anti-malarial drugs and also, of course, anti-inflammatories. So go to the National Research Center on Lupus. You can also go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Facebook and Twitter page. I have this article written. And, you know, wow, God bless Selena's friend, her best friend giving her a kidney. absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it blows my mind that she was a match. You know, that her friend was a match for Selena. So that was just very, very lucky. So, you know, it's a shame Selena went through this, but this is still kind of a feel-good story where somebody did good for somebody. Also, you know, we have a little 12-year-old hero, 12-year-old girl. She was honored at her local sheriff's department. This is very cool because while she was driving with her younger 4-year-old sister and her dad, the dad had a seizure while driving. So she very calmly called 911, had her 4-year-old sister take control of the call while she, Cassidy, 12-year-old, took control of the car, led her family to safety. She said, he told me he was dizzy, and he said that's what happened before his other seizures. He said to grab the wheel and find the nearest place to stop. So the dad, who was starting to go through a seizure, was able to give these instructions to the daughter. Bastrop County Sheriff's Deputy David Newman found the trio in somebody's yard next to a religious statue. Cassidy said her focus was to find a place to stop and then try to revive her father. And they said it looked like some kind of divine intervention because the tracks, they said it's one thing to see a field and for her to drive it into safety, but with the inertia of the car moving towards solid structures, a tree, a house, and narrowly miss all those and watch the tracks come to a stop right there next to a statue, quite amazing. They say the Bastrop County Sheriff's Office presented Cassidy with a Civilian Life Saving Award and gave her sister an award for bravery. Very, very cool. He is no longer driving until he finds the root cause of his seizures. Now, I know some of you are going, whoa, 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 whoa. He has a seizure disorder. He knows, he was able to tell the daughter as he was starting to seize that this happens when I have a seizure. Now, maybe he hadn't had a seizure in decades. Okay, you know, just because you've had a seizure doesn't mean you'll stop driving forever. But if this was somebody who frequently has had seizures, he really had no business being behind the wheel. Thank God this 12-year-old girl was able to jump in and do something. I wish we could teach all our young kids how to drive and take control of the wheel. You know, we're not allowed to, you know, take our kids out on the road and teach them, but I think it's a smart thing to do. Speaking of smart kids, did you hear about this little 11-year-old kid who wrote a letter to Donald Trump asking if he could mow his lawn? Okay, here's this letter. Get this. Dear Mr. President, it would be my honor to mow the White House lawn some weekend for you. Even though I'm only 10, I would like to show the nation what young people like me are ready for. He said, I admire your business background and have started my own business. I have been mowing my neighbor's lawns for some time. Please see the attached flyer. Here's a list, what I have, and you are free to pick whatever you want. Power mower, push mower, weed whacker. I can bring extra fuel for the power mower and charge batteries for the weed whacker. I will do this at no charge. Now, I'm disappointed with, you know, how the White House can't respond to a lot of our requests. Okay? You know, White House could have responded to National Blood Donation Week. Not going to give them a hard time. They were dealing with a lot of stuff, but I was a little frustrated. But what kind of, was redemption is they reached out to this kid and let him mow the lawn. Well, now he's about 11 years old. Frank Giacho from Falls Church, Virginia. And he was cutting the grass. And you see Donald Trump come out there. And Sarah Sanders said, Frank is hard at work in the Rose Garden, doing a great job. And the White House said, it's our duty to keep the American dream alive for kids like Frank. What a good boy. My kids won't even pick up their dirty underwear. 1-877-DOT-SELLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.